This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Erica Roebuck, who lives in Annapolis, has made a specialty of weaving fictional plots around the real lives of literary giants of the early 20th century. In Hemingway's Girl, Roebuck imagined a relationship that takes us inside the marriage of Ernest and Pauline Hemingway. In Call Me Zelda, Roebuck created a portrait of F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife far outside his shadow. This week, Erica Roebuck published Fallen Beauty, a novel that traces the intersecting lives of two women in upstate New York, each defying the rules of society in different ways. One is the unwed mother of a daughter. The other is the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay, the third woman to win the Pulitzer Prize in poetry. Erica Roebuck joins us on the line to talk about the new book. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Why Edna St. Vincent Millay?
Well, these dead writers seem to lead me one to the other. Hemingway led me to the Fitzgeralds, and two of Fitzgerald's Princeton friends led me to Millay. Edmund Wilson and John Bishop were in love with her. They carried on a relationship with her simultaneously. And I had always loved her poetry, and when I found out about her personal life, I realized it was worthy of a novel.
What about her personal life?
She lived very much against the time, ahead of her time, ahead of our time, maybe. She had an open marriage, hundreds of lovers, male and female, and she really saw her vocation as poetry, and that every life experience she had was sort of a sacrifice at the altar in honor of poetry. Her husband believed she was a goddess and would do anything to accommodate her, and said that if she wrote one good poem a year, he was doing his job.
Your plot starts a year or so before the stock market crash. So set the scene for us.
Well, I start out in the roaring 20s when everything is about to fall apart, but everything is at its frenzied pace. And small town girls are trying to go join the big city, and they're seeing the Ziegfeld Follies and reading the newspapers and the magazines and the short stories of the Fitzgeralds. And it's there that my protagonist, who's a teenager at the time, sneaks away with her lover from her small town. And it's someone whom she knows she shouldn't be with, and she goes to the Follies. She's inspired by the costumes and knows that's what she wants to do with her life, and then makes a decision that ends up changing the course of what she would have chosen.
That's Laura Kelly. What else should we know about her?
Laura has a sister who she's very close with, but they grew up without a mother. So the two of them are looking for female influence. Maybe if they don't realize it, maybe they do. But when she comes across Edna St. Vincent Millay, she's very startled by someone who doesn't fit her idea of what women should be. Even her own self is very judgmental. But she learns through that relationship that there are all kinds of women and they fill all kinds of roles and that we need to be there for each other.
That's literary novelist Erica Roebuck here on Maryland Morning, WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about her fourth novel, Fallen Beauty, just published yesterday. One of its primary characters is the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay. I got to tell you, Erica, I disliked Millay pretty quickly because I found her so self-indulgent. Now, you just described that as, you know, the altar of poetry. And she would probably say that I dislike her because I'm so deeply conventional that I can't appreciate her. But tell me what it was like researching her.
Well, I'm going to confess something to you. I don't care for her either. And she's the first subject I've written about and have written in the voice of that I have strong feelings of opposition to, mostly for her almost sociopathic behavior. To her, it was all about the experience of love, and the people were often the collateral, and they really didn't always matter to her. And then when they started to matter to her, and when she lost control of that, she really started to lose control of her sanity. And that's sort of when we meet her in the book. Now, I have to qualify that and say I have enormous respect for her. Her poetry is otherworldly, and that's how I knew her first and loved her. So I was quite shocked when I got to know her on the personal level through the research. But I wanted to honor who she was, but I wanted also to convey her power, because she is a very powerful woman.
You visited her home, Steepletop, Austerlitz, New York, right? And that's the backdrop of many developments in Fallen Beauty. What did you feel when you were at Steepletop?
Well, when I'd seen pictures of the 700-acre Berkshire estate, I thought it would be very pastoral and peaceful and beautiful. And when I went there, I was startled because when I first drove up the driveway and got out of my car, it sounded like buzzing bees everywhere. I don't know if it was the time of year, but it sounded like a hive, which is a very unsettling sound. And then not only that, but it was just incredibly bright on the mountain, so bright it was hard to see. And the remoteness really felt burdensome. She went there to escape society, and she certainly did escape. It was so remote that I felt isolated. I didn't have a cell phone signal, which in this present day is very dramatic, you know. Just the feeling of the house, the foyer where she fell down the stairs and she died, there is a dark feeling in many of the places there. So it was unsettling, and I wanted to convey that in my portrayal of the house. It's almost a character.
Yeah, and you mentioned a few minutes ago her husband. He was almost as unsettling as she as a character because he was such an enabler.
Yes, Eugen, he really stole the show in a lot of ways for me. I wanted him to be a lesser character because this is very much a book about women and archetypes. But I couldn't not have him be someone really important to the framework of the story because, again, he handled all the domestic duties of the farm. He handled hiring and firing of servants. He cooked when they didn't have the money for servants or they were between servants. And he also encouraged Millay in indulging in lovers. So I was just very interested in the psychology of someone who could live that way. And he even became addicted to drugs later in life when she had a morphine addiction because he wanted to know precisely how she was feeling. So he was definitely a very unique figure.
You said a few minutes ago, you confessed that you're not real fond of Edna St. Vincent Millay either. How do you write? I mean, you alternate chapters here, one in the voice of Laura, mm-hmm. the unwed mother, one in the voice of Vincent, Edna St. Vincent Millay. How do you write that if you don't like this person?
Well, I think keeping my respect for her at the forefront helped me through, but I did almost abandon her point of view chapters. I was very far into the writing of the novel and had almost all of the sections complete with my protagonist's voice, which is probably a more conventional voice. But Millay's sections were giving me a fit about weaving them in, and I almost decided to abandon them until I had a particularly bad day. It was a winter day. Everything, a thousand little things went wrong. I was in a terrible mood. I couldn't sit down to write till 11 o'clock at night, which makes me frantic. And I sat down and tried her one more time. And in that mood, unsettled in the dark, I found her voice. And so from that point on, that's when I wrote her. So I had to really, almost like method acting, wait until my mood was very low and then access her.
So I won't ask then which of these two women you liked better, but whose life do you think was more successful?
I think that Laura's life is more successful because in her choices, she considers those around her. However, Millay deliberately made all of her choices and understood the consequences and went forward with them anyway. And I'm absolutely captivated by someone who is willing to do that, who believes so strongly in what she considered her vocation. So I really am more maybe entranced by Millay, but I think that the right path was forged through Laura.
Well, it's a fascinating book. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Erica Roebuck. Her fourth novel, just published, is Fallen Beauty, based around the life of the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay. On Friday, at the Barnes & Noble in Annapolis, Erica's hometown, Roebuck will host a Fallen Beauty launch party at 7 p.m. Go to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, for more information. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, international art at an international airport. Stay tuned to 88.1 for that.